We're marking 1 week today since the Sunshine Coast was battered by that supercell storm. Energex has now managed to restore power to all homes here. That's despite some residents going 5 sweltering days without any connection due to widespread damage to the power network. The Chris Afoli government has now added parts of the coast to its list where storm-affected residents can now access emergency financial support. The 28 eligible suburbs include Glasshouse, Kenilworth and Mullaney, north to Nindiri and Yarrumba. Personal hardship assistance includes grants of $180 per person, up to $900 for a family of 5 or more to purchase food, clothing and medicine. Applications for grants can be made at qld.gov.au/disasterhelp or by calling the Queensland Community Recovery Hotline. An appeal for information as two people recover from injuries after bricks were thrown from a Sunshine motorway overpass in the early hours of Saturday morning. Police were called to the overpass at Budrum around 1 a.m. after reports a group of males were spotted throwing projectiles onto cars driving below the bridge. A 45-year-old male truck driver sustained minor injuries and was transported to hospital as a precaution, while a 17-year-old woman driving another vehicle suffered minor injuries when a brick hit her windscreen. The offenders fled the scene while officers are appealing to anyone with information or relevant footage to contact police. From today, Queensland GPs can start diagnosing ADHD in adults and prescribe the medication for it in an Aussie first. Dr. Nick Yim from AMAQ says it's hoped to make care more affordable and cut wait times to see a specialist.
It also means that patients can see their GP who do know their medical history. But at the same time, some GPs may not choose to diagnose or prescribe, especially in those complex cases, and they still may on-refer to a paediatrician or psychiatrist.
And a local high school student has won a competition to design a new uniform for front of house staff at Sunshine Beach Surf Club. Samantha Bourne is in grade 10 at Sunshine Beach State High School. Her design fitted the brief for functional design, which reflects the coastal landscape aligned with club colours. Sam also collects $500 prize money.